You are about to enjoy a production of the Ella Wellness Network. This is Wellness Fixes the Pod. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, and I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to the Wellness Sisterhood. I have always said that our 20s are the time where we can really hone in on and prune our sort of wellness routines. So we'll be talking today about all of the sort of wellnessy things that I wish I had learned in my early 20s and things that I'm still working on to this day. So welcome back to the Wellness Big Sister podcast. I'm your host, Kelsey, and I am a board certified orthopedic doctor of physical therapy, a pelvic floor physical therapist, and someone who's just been experimenting with my own wellness routine throughout all of my 20s, which that's what it's built for, right? There's a lot of things that our bodies go through in our 20s, our routines go through, our environment, our circumstances go through, whether it's high school graduation to college, college graduation to like a real adult job or grad school, whatever it might be, that our 20s are a time to sort of ride the ebbs and flows of our health and wellness routine and then find something that sort of sticks and make us feel, in order to make us feel like the best versions of ourselves. So we'll be talking about, again, all of the things that I wish I knew from a wellness standpoint in my early 20s. I'm 29, so I'm almost out of that sort of 20s age range, and I'm still working on these routines to this day, but these are a lot of things that I've been able to sort of shift as far as like my routines and mindset and how I approach different things in regards to wellness. So we'll cover it in a lot of different topics today. We've got faith, mindset, sleep, fueling, movement, and relationships. I just sort of did like a journal sesh on all the things that I wish I knew that I do know now and that I'm trying to work on still now, but I wish I knew them in my early 20s. That way I would have felt so much more ahead of the curve in regards to my own health and wellness. So we'll start off with probably the absolute most important component of my own wellness routine, and that's my faith life. I feel like if any part of my routine feels off, I always check back in with my faith life and say, are you spending enough time in prayer? Are you focused in prayer? Are you really putting in that effort and putting in that work to build that relationship and just speak to God like a friend, right? I have what I call like a Dear God journal, right? I'm a huge journaler and it helps me to really stay focused in my own sort of prayer. And so I say, you know, Dear God, blah, 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 love your daughter, Kelsey. Or I always have the same sign off too. And I've been doing this since college, actually. I started journaling in college because I just noticed that my mind would wander during my own prayer life. And if I could just write down even 15 minutes before I woke up or before I like got my routine and got my day started, if I woke up 15 minutes early and just journaled my prayers down, it was a lot easier to build that relationship and connect my mind without it wandering, right? With a lot of the sort of just prayer things and different things you want to talk to God about. So I encourage you to start journaling, focusing more on that spiritual component of your wellness in order to enhance all other areas of your wellness. So one of the things that I feel like has significantly helped me in regards to my own wellness journey is, again, prioritizing faith, but then also shifting my mindset to say any sort of workout I do, any sort of good fueling choice, hydration, sleep, anything like that is all benefiting my faith life as well, because our bodies are gifts from God, and anything that we can do to show Him that we love them, that we are grateful for them, that we care for them, is a way to sort of honor our faith and to build that relationship. Because again, these bodies are our gifts and our blessings, and they might not work as well all the time, whether or not due to injury or sickness or a traumatic accident or whatever. So by doing some of these movement routines and fueling strategies and getting enough sleep, we're really saying, hey, thank you to our bodies and thank you for the blessing of our bodies. And so it's a way to sort of reinforce that faith-based component of our wellness routines by doing that movement, that fueling, that sleep, that hydration, whatever it is that we normally think of. So they go hand in hand. And I feel like when I shifted my mindset towards that, it was a lot easier for me to stay more consistent with my workouts as well. The other thing, and again, I say this a lot with movement and with workouts in general, schedule it in your calendar. I schedule my workouts in my Apple calendar. I live and die by my Apple calendar. I absolutely love it, and I love checking things off of it. But scheduling my faith time in my calendar too also helps, because anytime I get to a point in my day and after I've like crossed that, whether it's like treat patients or whatever, I'll delete that. And so then I get to my movement, I delete that. But if I haven't, you know, done, I usually schedule my prayer and my faith time in the morning. And if I haven't done that, I still keep it on there. That way at the end of the day, I can go back through and say, oh no, I didn't do this. Or if I forgot, or if I didn't wake up earlier, if I prioritize sleep over my morning prayer time, I can still go back to it. And so it's made me so much more consistent when it comes to the faith-based component of my wellness. And whether or not that's journal, meditation, expansion work, mindfulness, whatever you want to call it, scheduling it into your calendar and making it even more of a priority compared to movement. Because again, it's the foundation for all of our health and wellness and how we approach things. And so to me, that's why I'm including this first, but it's the absolute start of my wellness and the absolute like foundation of it all, right? So I have on here, it's also a great way to make friends. So joining a Bible study, especially in my early 20s, was one of the best things that I did, and something that I probably wish I had done a little bit sooner, because it's a great way to meet friends, and especially girlfriends that will be like your lifelong friends. Some of my best friends to this day I met in Bible study. And so I feel like focusing on the faith-based component of your wellness will also seep its way into all other aspects of your health and wellness. The next one on the list I have is mindset. So how we can optimize our mindset in our early 20s and beyond in order to set us up for success for the long haul, in order to help us be more consistent with our workouts for the long haul, our nutrition for the long haul. Like, all of this is sort of a mindset shift. So one of the things that I wish I would have learned sooner in my early 20s is that how we approach things matters. And if you listen to my last podcast episode, I talk a lot about the game-changing shift I made in regards to my mindset when it comes to workouts, and that's approaching them with gratitude. And so how we approach things, whether it's being in a new job, being in college, grad school, our workouts, fueling, hydrated, whatever it is, approaching it with gratitude. Like, our mindset truly matters around these things. If we're approaching all of these workouts with like, oh my gosh, I've got to get it done, I've got to burn off the food that I ate, Thanksgiving dinner, whatever it is, if we're approaching it with that sort of mindset of negativity and restriction, we're going to be less likely to have that habit and want to do that habit for the rest of our lives. There's going to be some discipline that comes into it, of course, but by shifting my mindset towards one of gratitude, I'm that much more likely to do these workouts again and again. And again, I always think about it in regards to workouts primarily, because workouts are usually the hardest thing to do. Or if you're someone who consistently drinks a lot of like sugary drinks or eats a sugary food or whatever it is, like thinking about shifting it to gratitude, like, thank you for this body that you've given me. Is this fueling choice the right one for me right now? And sometimes a sugary drink is, because it's a treat. But if you're consistently doing that, sometimes it's not. Same thing for the workouts. Like, is this workout going to help me to be the best version of myself and take care of my body in the best way? And sometimes it's not. Sometimes we do need sleep. But if we've been lazy, sometimes that workout is the answer. And so shifting that mindset to be asking ourselves, like, is this the best thing for my body right now? And approaching whatever that is with gratitude. I said this already, but again, not also shifting our mindset to not look at workouts as a way to burn off any fuel. More of like, let's use these workouts to help build the body, the confidence, the like happiness and health that comes from feeling like well and relatively balanced in our bodies. And so that's another sort of mindset shift, looking at food as fuel rather than as restriction too. So again, another mindset shift where it's, I was the queen in college of calorie counting on MyFitnessPal. If you've listened to a few of my episodes, you know this, but I was totally in that restrictive mindset in my early 20s where I was eating a thing of grilled chicken, applesauce, and like cottage cheese or whatever it was. And it was like, it could only be like 400 calories for a meal, right? So I was looking at it as from this mindset of restriction rather than from, hey, I worked out, my body needs fuel in order to help itself have a clear mind, build the muscle it needs to build, build the bone mineral density that needs to build, which again, this is one of those things that in our 20s is something that I wish everyone knew. Our 20s are the primary time, like the golden years for building muscle and building bone mineral density. Our level of increased teens and 20s for building muscle mass and bone mineral density and helping to create like a strong structure is optimized in our 20s. And so how can we fuel ourselves and change our mindset to think of fuel, food as fuel, rather than, oh my gosh, all this like stubborn fat, I just want to get rid of it, I got to restrict my calories. So it's a mindset shift that took me far too long to adopt, and one that I wish I would have adopted earlier on in my 20s. The other thing too, words matter. You might notice that I say fuel, right? And that's part of my own sort of journey with eating and dieting and fueling in general. I look at food as fuel, and it's words do matter. Like the words that I say to myself, the words that you say to yourself when it comes to our wellness routines matter. So you might say that you might hear that I say fueling, movement, sleep is pretty general, hydration rather than water. And it's my reasoning for why I'm doing it. So for eating, I'm fueling myself. For exercise, I'm getting that movement in. Sometimes exercise seems daunting for people, but if we phrase it in the form of movement or whatever word resonates with you, sometimes it's a lot easier to wrap our heads around and be that much more consistent with it. So in my Apple calendar that I mentioned earlier, I have on their movement. I have on their mindfulness, meditation, expansion work for some of the more mindset, faith-based things that I do. So it's just shifting the words to resonate more with you so that you're not dreading it every time you get to it on your schedule, so that you're not dreading exercise, or you're not dreading prayer, or you're not dreading like diet. My diet for today is this. So I look at it as fuel and movement and all of these a little bit more gentle terms. To me, diet is forced. Fueling is a choice. Exercise is a chore, and movement is a lifestyle. So these are just the words that resonate with me, and something that I've been able to sort of talk to myself about and shift those words in my own mind in order to make me that much more consistent and help me be that much more consistent with my own routines. The other thing in regards to mindset are emotions. And again, this is something that I am only just now learning in my late 20s that I really wish I would have been able to learn or been more aware about in my early 20s. I'm a huge sort of like emotions stuffer, like people pleaser. I'm sure a lot of us are. And it will eventually show up physically. So addressing emotions in a healthy way towards all of the important relationships in your life, especially the relationship with yourself, I wish I would have learned that earlier on. And I'm going through the work and going through all the hard effort to sort of rewire those pathways in how I talk to myself and how I understand emotions as not good or bad, negative or positive, but something that my body and my mind is trying to tell me that I need to listen to. And if I don't address it, it will show up physically for me. And physically is like what I'm super attuned to. If something is off physically, I can usually tell, and then it can oftentimes come back to these emotions that I've been pushing down, or these thoughts that I've been pushing down, or things that I just haven't been addressing emotionally or with my mindset. A few other things as far as like mindset wellness shifts that I wish I would have learned in my early 20s are regarding just my being not type A and not like so goal-driven, goal-oriented. I was in college. I made such great friends and I had such a great, great time. Same with like grad school, right? So that took me early 20s to mid 20s. I was in school. And so that's where my mind goes when it comes to what I wish I would have done and what I wish I would have known. And one of the things is I do wish that, as important as sleep is, as important as fueling, as important as movement and stress management, I do wish that I would have like turned off that type A part of my brain, turned off that school part of my brain, that goal-driven part of my brain, and gone out on a weekday at like 11 p.m. and stayed out, you know, or sacrifice sleep in order to have those fun times with friends and have those sort of like a lot more of those memories. And again, I have those, but I was so focused and so goal-oriented and driven and type A and all about my grades because I was going to PT school and I was trying to get all the grades that I wanted in order to get in that I would always pretty much go to bed on time. I would always like work out and move and do things that would make me the best version of myself while sacrificing some of the sort of relational things with friends where people were like, hey, on a Tuesday, you want to go, you know, out to dinner at 8 p.m. and then go out for drinks after or whatever it was. And I would always be like, no, I've got a test or I've got to study or whatever. And so I turned down those opportunities. So this is very anti sort of wellness, but relationships, mindset, it's a healthy sort of mix of, especially in our early 20s, because we really don't have too much responsibilities when it comes to, and again, I'm speaking for myself, this is definitely not everyone, but in general, college, school, you're going there, you're studying, you might have a job, you might have different bills to pay, but in general, you don't have, you're there for a goal, you're there, same with work, you're there for a job, and a lot of the time, you might not be married, you might be single, you might not have kids yet, whatever it is, and that time frame is the time to sort of, yeah, just have these fun memories, right? So that's all I'll say on mindset, but it is something that as I was sort of journaling and thinking about this episode, that definitely came up as something that I wish I would have done in my early 20s because now I'm tired, I nap, you know, like you get to that age where it starts to affect you a little bit more. Alcohol starts to affect you a little bit more. So there was totally a time where I was also sober in college and because it elevated my resting heart rate. So different things like that where I'm like, Kelsey, you could have like relaxed and chilled out a little bit and gone out for drinks with your friends without thinking about how your resting heart rate was going to be affected after. So, okay, done with mindset. That's all I'll say. But again, it's a nice little healthy balance, a healthy mix. So the next category I have is sleep. And the one thing that I wish I knew in my early 20s was that it is possible to be more clear-headed when you wake up from sleep. And that is the way that it's changed for me over the last probably almost year is through the use of mouth tape. And it's so, so simple, but mouth tape has been an absolute game changer. I wish I had this when I was studying for different tests in college or grad school, because I really do feel like it helps me. Even if I don't get the full amount of sleep that I need, it helps me wake up with that much clearer of a head. And so I'm able to think a lot quicker on my feet when it comes to patient care and work in general. And I really do feel like if I would have found mouth tape when I was studying, I feel like it would have been an absolute game changer. So that is one sort of sleep tip that I wish I knew earlier on in my 20s. The next category, super quick for sleep, but mouth tape was such a game changer. Fueling, as far as the fueling category goes, and again, I call it fueling because just food in general, like I like to think of the deeper why behind it. So in my fueling category, I have that food matters and getting enough food matters. And this goes back to my history of sort of restricting calories and looking at food as sort of restrictions rather than how am I best going to fuel my body. The other thing, calorie counting is mental health dependent. So that's one of the other things that I wish I knew earlier on, where the mindset shift with the calorie counting in regards to fueling, both of those go hand in hand. And so if you're feeling the need to sort of restrict or calorie count, check in with your mental health and then vice versa and how you're viewing yourself, checking with your emotions that you might have been pushing down or the thoughts that you might have been pushing down, address them, like look to them with love and be like, why are you feeling this way, Kelsey? Or insert name here, right? But why are you feeling this way? Why are you having these thoughts? Why are you feeling like this is necessary? Is there a mindset shift that needs to happen? Is there something that we need to dive deeper in regards to our faith life and how we feel loved and how we find value? So fueling is super important. And for me, my early 20s came down to a lot of restriction. And I just wish that I would have had the awareness to look at it more in regards to fueling, knowing that food are the building blocks to muscle, right? Exercise helps us to create that stimulus, but the food that we eat is actually going to make those changes. And so looking at it more in regards to how can we help our bodies build up and get stronger in the ways that we want, rather than how can we restrict so that we don't have all of this like inflammation or just flabbiness that we might see in the mirror, of course. So fueling, that is something like huge. And I know I've touched on this already in the podcast, but it's just one I wish I would have like started on that mindset shift earlier, because I feel like just now am I starting to view it more as fueling and get to that point. And it's taken years, right? Because, and it's a constant journey where there are some times where I'm like, oh, I had a lot of whatever yesterday. Maybe I need to restrict today. And I have to remind myself, no, Kelsey, like food is fuel. Just choose the right things for your body at this time rather than worrying about the calories, because that's the other thing, is like the quality of the calories you're eating totally matters. You can eat 100 calories in Skittles or 100 calories in chicken, and those calories are like, you know, old Kelsey would have been like, oh, 100 calories, I could choose whatever, but the chicken is going to fuel you that much more compared to the Skittles, if that makes sense. So I just wish I would have had a better mindset around that in my early 20s. Next category, I only have two more, but the next one is in regards to movement. So again, fueling, movement is my form, my word shift for exercise, and how we approach our workouts and our movement matters. So I kind of touched on this earlier, but this is something that I wish I would have adopted way earlier on. And this is why I make it such an important component in our LOL and the Sisterhood, in all of the workouts that we do, that approaching our workouts and how we approach our workouts with gratitude for our bodies, for our minds, for our muscles, for our joints, truly, truly matters in how we are able to set those routines and make it that much more consistent, and then also be more positive if it's a workout that we don't necessarily want to do. The other thing I wish I knew, and I did feel like I got better at this throughout college, but being consistent with yourself matters, and showing up for yourself when you say that you're going to move or work out or exercise truly matters. So there were oftentimes days where I would delay a workout out of laziness and I wouldn't work out till 9 p.m. But again, I was keeping that, and not that I recommend working out at 9 p.m. before night, but it was my way of sort of keeping that date with myself and keeping that, yeah, just that date and that plan that I had with myself, which is only going to create more confidence because you're able to meet the goals that you have set for yourself. And you're like, hey, look, I got it in. You know, you're that much more proud of yourself for actually keeping the dates and keeping the plans that you have set for yourself. And that starts with something as simple as a workout. Even if it's 10 minutes, even if it's 15, setting it in your calendar, planning it, setting that date with yourself, and then actually following through, it totally matters. Day after day after day, it's not something that it's like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow because that'll be the day that I set the date for myself. Even though I set it today, I'll just move it tomorrow. It actually matters day after day, little choice by little choice, like little agreement with yourself, little plan with yourself, little date with yourself, day after day, time after time when it comes to your workouts and movement. I'm a huge walker. I love walking everywhere. So I have on my list, don't take for granted walking everywhere. I went to UT for undergrad and then Texas State for my grad school, and we walked a ton. And I just took it for granted being in the city, being on campus, being around students. It was just, I like think back and jamming to music, like AirPods in, walking to class, listening to music before I started my day was just like, that's my dream start to the day. And I didn't realize it until after I was out of that time frame, right? So don't take for granted walking everywhere. If I wanted, I don't know, like a coffee or to eat with a friend or Bible study, I could just walk everywhere, listen to music, walk on my walks. It was just amazing. So I really thrive being able to walk everywhere. A lot of my vacations I go on, I want to be able to walk everywhere and be close enough to the hustle and bustle in restaurants in order to walk everywhere. So do not take that for granted. It's something I took for granted in my early 20s that I wish I would have like realized, oh, this is like a glorious start to the morning, even though it was so simple as something just like walking to class. The last thing in regards to movement is my little physical therapy heart coming through, but mechanics and how we target a muscle matters for both building strength, building muscle mass, muscle hypertrophy, but also for efficiency. Time is not unlimited. We have like 24 hours in a day in order to sleep, exercise, work, build relationships, pray, hydrate, fuel, like all of these, other, take care of kids, whatever it is, work on our hobbies, our goals, our dreams. And so if we can maximize our workouts in the most efficient way possible and target the muscles in the most efficient way with body mechanics and mind-muscle connection and time under tension and resistance and all the components that we work on, we'll make it that much more efficient and get results that much quicker compared to hour and a half long workouts 7 days a week, right? And it'll help us stay that much more consistent. So we work on this a lot in the L1L sisterhood. It's something that I sort of pride myself on in regards to structuring the workouts, creating the workouts, in addition to how we approach the workouts. So we get the mindset component in order to help create consistency, but then we also get the actual physiological, anatomical, muscle activation, mechanical work towards the muscles to get the results that we want in our workouts in a super efficient way. And so that's something that I learned throughout PT school, of course, exercise science undergraduate major as well, but also in PT school, just because we focus so heavily on how to target a muscle for injury, but it also applies to fitness and muscle activation and all of these sort of neuromuscular loops that we can activate in order to help improve our efficiency for targeting the muscle. So that's, again, just my little physical therapist heart had to include that as something that I wish I knew in my early 20s and wish I would have found a program that honored that, right? So if you're looking for that, check out the L1L Sisterhood. We offer a 7-day free trial and I'd love to answer any questions you have about it. But I was one of those people who would just go on YouTube, go on Instagram and find all of these like workouts that actually weren't structured in the right way. And yeah, it allowed me to check off that movement list, but I do feel like I was also wasting a little bit more time in trying to get the results that I wanted compared to workouts that were actually structured for the muscle activation and the just efficiency, time constraint, goals, body composition goals that I had for myself. Okay, last category, relationships. And one that's super duper important, I feel like, when it comes to our overall wellness, relationship with God, which we already talked about, relationship with ourselves and relationship with others. So in general, this is the category that I'm probably, I don't know, I'm working on all of these categories still, but relationships specifically, I'm such a people pleaser, and I know that so many of you guys probably are too, that weeding people out or minimizing time and maximizing time with others are really sort of diving into how others make me feel and then how I'm making others feel, and really investing in those relationships is something that I've been working on. And so my first point here is friendship should build you up, not tear you down. And this is something I wish I would have learned way long ago, but if you're feeling negative after spending time with a certain friend or friend group, it's an indication that a change needs to happen. And it's not bad to change. It's only going to affect you if you stay in this sort of negative headspace because you're hanging out around this certain friend group or this certain friend. So friendship should build you up, not tearing you down. If you are having friend troubles, it's okay to start to distance yourself. And even having a conversation, being like, I'm just not aligned with our friendship anymore. I'm not aligned with where you're going. And I think I need some time to myself. Or structuring a conversation if it needs to be had, or just slowly starting to distance yourself in a way that makes you feel good and allows them to understand that it's for your own health and your own wellness and your own sort of mental happiness and mental health and all of the good things that you're having to distance yourself, right? So I always think of the quote, like, you become like the 5 people you surround yourself with. And so in your 20s, make sure those 5 people are people that you actually enjoy being around and that you want to learn from or grow with or have the opportunity to invest in them as well, because it is a two-way street. And if it seems so one-sided, I feel like that's a lot of the time where I've struggled with friendships, is feeling like I'm not getting something out of the relationship that I'm giving, or I'm giving too much out of the relationship, but then also being self-aware enough to check in and be like, hey, am I the one taking in this other friendship? And how can I give more if it's a friend that I really want to keep? And so having that reciprocation. And there is going to be some times where a friend needs you more than you need them, and vice versa, where you might be going through a really hard time, a breakup, a family issue, a work issue, a mental health crisis, whatever it might be. And that is okay. But as long as you feel like you are also able to give that other friend the same respect when they're going through that, whatever issue they might be going through. And so a lot of my 20s, and especially my later 20s, has been checking in on where are the friends and how many friends am I able to pour into versus also maintain our relationships and be a two-way street rather than just like I go to this person to gossip or to chat about my own struggles, or they're only coming to me to chat about my struggles and they have no idea what's going on in my life. And so having that reciprocity, the reciprocalness of that relationship is super important. I also have negative energy is not worth your time. And another sort of thought that's started coming to my head is, would you want this person to treat your daughter this way? If not, it's time to address it. And so thinking about, or your best friend, if this person who's treating you in a certain way, or even you're treating them, sometimes it's you that needs to separate because you're the one that is either causing, getting angry around this friend or being short-tempered for whatever reason. And sometimes it's you that needs to take a step back and being self-aware enough to understand that is on you. But also the person treating you, is this someone that you would want your daughter hanging out with, or your best friend, or your cousin, or your sister, or someone super close to you, like taking yourself out of the equation? And I feel like some of the time that puts things into perspective for me, where I'm like, no, I absolutely would not want someone treating my daughter this way, or treating my best friend or my sisters, right? I don't have any kiddos, but sisters this way, cousins, like anyone who I absolutely love and adore, if that person was treating them this certain way and they were feeling, leaving that interaction feeling the way I'm feeling, would I want that to happen? And if not, I need to address it. So that is all for now, after just like a quick little journaling session, just thought session about wellnessy things I wish I knew in my early 20s and things that I'm still working on today. Faith, mindset, movement, fueling, sleep, relationships, so many different topics we could cover. But I hope you guys learned something from that today. If you're struggling with any of these things, please let me know. I'd love to sort of like chat about it, because again, all of these things are things that I am still working on. It's not like I have this perfected, but they're all things that I've realized have significantly enhanced my own sort of health and well-being over the last decade of my life in my 20s, and so almost into 30. And yeah, I just hope that you guys can take one point from this if you're in your early 20s or are needing a little sort of fine tuning of those health and wellness routines, mindsets, different components of your own sort of health and wellness routines. So let me know different things. I'll probably put up a poll because I would love to hear different things that you guys wish you would have known in your early 20s in regards to health and wellness, because I love these lists. Like I love these sorts of podcasts. I love listening to what others think because I always learn something, even if it's like things I wish I knew in my teens. I'm like, oh, that's a good point because I need to learn that still. You know, there's no age to it. And I always love hearing what other people think when it comes to things they wish they knew earlier on or wish they would have prioritized. So I would love to hear yours, but I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you found it super valuable and got something out of it. And thank you guys so much for following along. I'd love it if you could follow, write a review, share this podcast with a friend. All of it helps. We do have it on YouTube video format if you're more of a video gal, but thank you so much for joining, and I'll see you guys again on the next Wellness Big Sister podcast.